Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual Connections Radio. We'd like to welcome all of you onto the show, and as always, we love when you tune in every week and give us your feedback and everything, and really enjoy that. So welcome, and as always, we are on every Thursday night from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the show is available for replay, and all the shows are available in the archives. To find out more about that and the other shows that we have on Spiritual Connections Radio, go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, I'm going to say hello, Pam.
Hi, Mark. Nice to be with you tonight. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm in Florida right now, so we've had a cold snap, but not nearly what you've been going through. We're still in the 70s during the day. It's been beautiful.
Yeah, so I noticed that you had a little birthday in your family there. I was posting some stuff out to Facebook. It's funny how we all manage to live our lives without Facebook.
Yes, my 21-year-old had a birthday yesterday. He turned 21, big birthday, and it was a real nice day. He got a skydive for his birthday, so that's making me a bit nervous, but him and his father are going to go off and jump on a plane.
Wow. I was looking at the picture. I was looking at the picture on Facebook, and I was just thinking about the sign they have down in the Florida convenience stores that say, no shirts, no shoes.
Exactly. My son, he blew out his candles yesterday, and he didn't have his shirt on. So I put on the Facebook, Dylan, 21st shirtless birthday party.
So as long as that wasn't required for everybody, I think we're okay.
No, I definitely had my shirt on.
Then it becomes a whole different party.
Well, it's so nice to hear you laugh, and so nice to hear your voice tonight. I know we have a great show. We've got a woman on tonight who's been on with us, it looked like back in August, and I don't know how I missed her. Maybe I was on vacation. But she was on with Mark. Her name is Lisa Sweet, and she's back with us tonight. Lisa is a certified energy healing practitioner, integrated energy therapy master, I can't wait to hear about all this, an instructor, and vortex healing practitioner, a spirit guide coach, and a prayer practitioner and interfaith minister, which is quite a long list of things to talk about and possibilities to get into tonight. Now, I know right before the show we talked briefly about the vortex healing, which sounds like something new and fascinating, and I'm really looking forward to hearing about Lisa and this new modality. So, Lisa, would you say hi to everyone?
Hi, everyone. Thanks, Pam and Mark, for having me on again tonight.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Yeah, it's good to have you on, Lisa.
It is. It's really good. Where are you located in the U.S., Lisa?
So I'm on the East Coast in Richmond, Virginia, where it snowed here yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was That was special. Just a few flakes, and then it went away. So it's been very cold here, which is very unusual. And my daughter's birthday is today.
So we have lots of children's
happy
birthdays.
That's great.
Happy birthday. Happy,
yes.
Happy birthday.
And to your son as well.
Yeah, thank you. So let's get right into it. Lisa, tell me a little bit about you and what you do, sort of the general overview, so that we have a foundation to build on.
Sure. So let's see. Healing, why? I've had skills all my life, but I've just been getting training and getting a context for, you know, what were all these weird things I was able to do over the last, oh, say, 15 years or so. Most of my modalities that I've been drawn to are angelic-based for some reason. Not quite sure why. Very powerful, light-based, or we were talking about this on our first show together, the, you know, the different rays or lights of the divine. And so for some reason I've been attracted to several of those different types of modalities, and each one seems to build on the other. For example, I wasn't attracted 8 years ago when I was introduced to vortex healing. Went down to the beach with a girlfriend to see the lineage holder of vortex healing, and, you know, was there for several hours and didn't get a thing from it. But when I was reintroduced again earlier this year, you know, I lit up all over. I have to have this modality. I have to add it to my toolbox, as it were, to help more people. So that's what I do. I'm an IT engineer during the day, and the rest of the time I help whoever I can, animals, people, with whatever healing things they need help with. Very rewarding.
That sounds lovely. All right. And how long have you been doing it?
So 35 years total that I can think of, that I've actually used the tool. And then, like I said, for the last 15 years, I've been putting a context to all the gifts. So, and, you know, honing them and understanding them better and being able to refine the techniques, you know, for specific uses. It's just very fascinating.
True. You know, and isn't it true that, you know, they say when the student is ready, the teacher will come? And I think that's true with everything about life, especially when it comes to things like healing modalities. Maybe at some point, we're just not quite ready, and the second time we hear it, or maybe the fifth time we hear it, it just it turns on something where the first several times it just didn't. So do you think that you mentioned that was the case with vortex healing?
Yes, I agree completely. I thought that was very fascinating that it, you know, it just did not tinkle any bells or no whistles went off, you know, no dire urge to go and learn it, nothing. And then in February this year, there I was. I couldn't get enough of it.
Tell me what it is. What were you going to say?
Oh, yeah. So let me kind of give you a description of vortex healing. It's a holistic system of energetic healing, channeling divine light and consciousness together to heal the body and transform emotional patterns and to awaken us. And the interesting part about that is that this modality has two distinct parts to it. There's the healing piece, but there's the primary piece to me, at least at this point, is the awakening piece. It's something I know many of my fellow students in the Zipper King studies are all are all, you know, striving for, is clear yourself and be a better tool or be a better channel to help others. So the whole awakening piece to this modality is quite fascinating. I'll get to that in just a sec. So let me tell you some.
Can I back up for just a second? Because I'm
That's what I was going to do.
Back up. Okay. Go ahead.
So I thought you might want to know the difference between divine energy and divine consciousness, and why that's
where
important.
I was going.
I knew you would. I know you, Pam. So nice to be with you again. So
thank you.
Most healing arts that work with the divine, you know, a lot of them, you know, I guess all of them, right, use divine energy, you know, which can also be called divine light. They don't necessarily access divine consciousness. Although divine energy is a pure healing energy, it's consciousness that transforms the root of consciousness. That's the separateness. So, you know, when divine consciousness is accessed, it also acts as an independent intelligence. It knows exactly where the root of your issues are held and goes directly there to transform them. So the energy has a key role that it plays in healing as well. Some healing arts use chi or pranic energy or life energy. That's not divine energy, but energy of manifested life. You know, your pranic energy is, you know, used with your breath, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be be true of some energies that are referred to us as universal energy too. If you've heard of some of those. So also these energies can be used for healing, you know, as everybody knows. But they don't work as deeply as this divine energy used in vortex healing. Now, there are other healing arts that do use divine light or energy, whichever you want to call it. And usually they have a particular light or energy that is used. For example, IET's violet angelic gray. That's a form of light.
Mm-hmm.
So different kinds of divine energy can create different effects, which is very fascinating.
Okay.
And I have a list of those that I can share with you that'll help kind of put a context around them. So in vortex healing, there's 49 forms of divine light or divine energy, and each is designed to accomplish a different function, you know, going exactly where it needs to go to optimally help the person, you know, who's receiving the healing. So, for example, let me see if I can find a couple good ones for you. So if you want to release blockage and emotional things that are emotionally charged, like PTSD, or PTSD, I always call it the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a specific light for that. If you want to generate movement and release, so say you're having tummy troubles, and you want to generate some movement and release those things, you would use a certain energy light for that. Let's see, what's another really good one? Ooh, and this is one of the ones that got my attention right off the bat, that I just had to come and learn this modality, and that was being able to burn out infections, viruses, bacteria, fungus. That is one of the hardest things to work on, I have found, with people with, you know, bacterial or viral infections, because the stuff masks itself and hides and moves and changes form and goes all over the body, right? So this modality is really good at working on it. Let's see. What's another good one? I got a whole list of them here because there's a lot of them. I love the one that works with the water in the body. So, for example, for me, I have a water balancing issue that generates asthma. So that's asthma is caused by an imbalance of water in the body. And so I use it to work on that. And I haven't had any asthma issues in, gosh, a couple of years, I guess, which is fascinating.
That's great.
I've had asthma for my whole life. So that's working very nicely. Let's see. Oh, and let me go back and tell you about the two paths as well. Because that was the second thing that really, really stood out for me in this modality, is that there's two parts, the awakening and then, the healing art of it all. So, we love to do the modalities because of all the great healing tools we get, right? But the awakening path for this modality is about you experiencing yourself as a separate being, right? So awakening, you're in your little bubble of memory and experience, right? And yet you're a boundless freedom and an essence of life itself, trapped inside this little bubble of memory and experience, your separateness. So this vortex healing provides a way to awaken you to this essence, your true self, and guide you or be guided by the divine sources that this lineage or modality infuses into your system permanently. So when you take this training, it's really all about cleansing your system, clearing your system, awakening your system, removing blockages, removing ego, removing all the things that you've been conditioned, all your conditioning that you've acquired in your however many years you've been on the planet. So I think that is really key, and something I've learned in other modalities and from past teachers, and it's like this modality accelerates that feature. So, and it's probably why I wasn't attracted to it early on, because my system wasn't ready. But it seems to be ready now, and I'm very much enjoying it.
So if I can ask a question about the conditioning concept, are you saying that this modality helps unlearn the conditioned responses that you have to life, which changes your chemistry and your balance and your internal, is that it?
Yes, and not only that, but all of your karmic stuff too. By the time you're a level 3, all of your karma stuff is gone, because it cannot tolerate or stay in a field or in a body that's had that much vortex energy run through it. It's very intense.
All right, that sounds great. Wonderful. Now, what about belief?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, do you have to believe it for it to work?
Nope.
Second of all,
turn it out.
You don't have to believe it.
Not at all. It'll work
whether you
believe it or not.
Good. Good to hear. The next thing is, does it work on your beliefs, which is also a part of your conditioning? In other words, oftentimes people need their pain. So the belief there is, I'm a victim, or I need to be a victim so that I can have attention, or I need to get out of all this stuff that just stresses me out, or whatever the belief is. All illness, from my perspective, is caused by emotional stress of some kind. Usually that we put ourselves under. Sometimes you're not willing to let go of that stress. So what about those beliefs?
Absolutely. It's wonderful that there is not only this modality, but others out there that can help with that. IEP is another prime example of clearing emotional conditioning. to free the body. It's just, yeah, I can't say wonderful enough times, huh? Yeah, I agree with you completely, Pam.
Okay, so that's good to know. Now, let's talk about the colors of the light, because you said there was 49 forms of divine light. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. In vortex healing,
I'm sorry, say that again?
In vortex healing, right.
In vortex healing. Okay, so let's stay in vortex healing for a minute so that we, you know, we know what we're talking about. Well, I don't want to jump around until we're really clear on this. As far as the vortex healing goes, you're working with these 49 different colors or the different lights. So let's say you have an emotionally charged issue, and you said there was a very specific light relating to each one of these, like movement and release or bacterial viral infections or water balancing issues, all of these different types of issues relating, having relationships to different types of light that cures them. Number one, is it at all related to, you know, homeopathics, for example? I'm just trying to match patterns in my own head. And I think most that's how we learn. You know, as far as homeopathics go, what they do is they match exactly the vibration of the disease or the problem, the cold or the virus or the bacteria or whatever the issue is. If you give the right homeopathics, it completely matches the vibration and sort of as is it or knocks it out. Does the light... Do you see the light as doing something like that, or do you see it just going in and somehow obliterating it, like burning it out, for example?
So, for example, on a burning item, so you know, the white fire vortex or the violet fire vortex both work on burning out infection. That's how it works and what it works on. Where a rose or a pink vortex works on emotional vulnerabilities in this particular modality. So I would say, you know, yes and yes. I don't, you know, that's my sense of it, is that that's how it works. And
when you do this, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
When you do this vortex healing, Lisa, do you see the color in different lights? Do you purposely intend different lights, and do you see the light coming in the different color?
So sight, or the ability to see, is not always your best sense or clair.
Okay.
To work with something is probably the least accurate, I think. I see stuff sometimes, but really the generation of the tool that you want to use is directed by intent. So the more focus you have, the better intent you have, you know, the brighter, stronger, longer the tool works. So it's really all about intention, and the work is all done and guided by the divine. You know, you're just a channel, as in most modalities. And it won't work if it's not for the highest good of that person or whatever. You know, if it's not, you know, say I think you have something, but you really have something else, and I'm channeling, you know, what, you know, the fire light for you because I think you have a virus, when you really have, you know, pancreatic cancer instead, and I should be using, you know, the gentle something or other over here. So it won't do what I send because, you know, I couldn't see through your belly button to see that it was something else. You know, we went by whatever your diagnosis was or something. I don't know. You know, kind of get what I'm getting at.
Right.
It won't work unless it's right.
for the person and for that thing.
Okay. Which is nice the way the session is set up.
Okay, tell me how the session is set up.
That is really great. It's like going to a fine restaurant and working through the menu. So you have your appetizer and you have your soup or whatever that portion is called, and then you have your entree and your main course, and then you have your dessert afterwards. So you can set up a session. They last about 45 minutes or so, and you can start out by relaxing and centering the client, or bringing in some peace or nurturing. Depends on what their system needs. Someone that's very frail might need some energy boosting to help them integrate whatever we're going to serve up as the main course.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can release whatever you need to release, and whatever they want to work on as their soup. And because aren't you supposed to have salad, after the main course, I think.
That's only in Europe.
And then your main course, you can work on your emotional issues, you can work on your physical issues, you can work on karmic issues, you can work on astral issues. There's a smorgasbord of what do they call those things? A buffet. It's a buffet of good stuff you can work on. You can layer things on top of each other. You can use other modalities with most of Vortex Healing. There are some things that work best alone. But most of them you can mix a couple pieces of IET and a couple pieces of whatever else in with it. That's what's nice about having a lot of tools is your client benefits. You can work on specific things.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. It's so hard when you're on the phone with someone because you cancel each other out. How many sessions does it normally take? Is there a norm, or is it extremely dependent on what the person needs and how long they'll think it'll take?
It's extremely dependent upon how many layers and what the issues are. So,
okay.
Let me think. Let me get my notebook. I had a list of kind of some of the stuff I've been working on this week. So, for example, I had 3 people in this week alone come to me with sinus infections. And we were able to break up the sinus infection, drain the congestion, and feel better within, 3 or 4 days. I had an adult and a child both come to me with body pain. One day they have tummy ache and the side hurt or something like that. And that was gone by the time they woke up the next morning. These just took, 30, 45-minute sessions, just one session. Actually, the sinus infection for the one lady, it took a couple of times this week. So it was Monday and Wednesday. Because she's like, oh, it's so much better. And then we gave it a little boost on Wednesday. And it's all cleared up today. Today's Thursday, right?
Sounds good.
Yeah. But viruses take a long time.
They take longer?
Yeah, because viruses hide. So they transform, they hide, they run around. They're just really hard to work on. So it's usually several sessions.
And how long does a session take?
About 45 minutes.
Okay.
They're kind of long. It's a lot of stuff.
I'm gonna jump just a little bit here because there's a question that I haven't asked you about the history of Vortex Healing. Can you tell me a little bit about where it came from, who discovered it or who put it together and how long ago, and that kind of thing.
So you can go to the vortexhealing.com or .org website, and learn about. This is the a lineage from a man named Mahindra, who was an avatar who lived 5,600 years ago. And he was not your typical karmic being, which would be, you know, someone that incarnates into a human form, right? We're karmic beings. So this guy was not one of those. And like Saint Germain, this fellow, this entity or this avatar keeps reincarnating or I don't know, coming again through the centuries. So I guess
what was his original name?
Mahindra, M-E-H-I-N-D-R-A. He was originally in India. And by the time the fourth incarnation.
Mm-hmm.
I guess is what you would call it. Let's see. Oh, so let me tell you the other part first, though. So his aspect of the divine manifests magical transformation. So you know how Saint Germain is also about transformation too.
True.
So I was like, wow, that's fascinating how this is all kind of falling in line. You know, I did a lot of studying on Saint Germain too. So anyway, so you know how a lot of modalities are lost and then they're found again and they're lost again. And so that's what happened with this one too. And I guess in 1994, a fellow by the name of Rick Wyman found the modality again. You know, was just sitting around minding his own business and here comes the download. I don't know about you, but I've had those. And and all of a sudden, yeah, you know how to do things that you never thought you could do. So, but, you know, history is history.
And, well, it's interesting. I'd like to find out. Yeah, I'd like to find out how things develop or ended up in our hands. You know, something that started so long ago.
Yeah. So check out their website, and it'll tell you miles and miles of how all that came about and everything. It's pretty cool.
Great. I have so much more to ask you, but I want Mark to be able to step in here because it's a little after 10, and he does his thing at 10 o'clock.
Great.
Hey, everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and as you know, this is the original show, and of course we have a lot of other shows that we run during the week, but this one particularly is called Spiritual Connections. And as you know, every Thursday from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard, we have a guest on to talk about some specific niche, you know, area specialty of the spiritual world. And as always, we have our great host Pam on. And we have our guests and everything. If you want to find out more about the show, go to our website. It's spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And I'm going to go ahead and swing over and ask a question. Lisa, I noticed, I think, that one of Rick's first books was called Awakening Through the Veil. Is that correct?
Yes. I haven't read that yet, but highly
I was going to say, what can you tell me about that, you know, that you've heard? Because it sounds like...
So I guess we're all incarnated into, you know, human form from our divine form, right? And in order to live amongst the gravity in the third dimension, et cetera, there's a veil that's, I don't know, placed over us, stuck on. I'm not sure how that works, but his book is about removing the core veil, and it really has not anything to do with vortex healing, per se. It's all about awakening. This is what his book is about. Very good. It's what I've been told. It's on my list to buy.
Yeah, it looks like, I guess, Rick was an engineer out of Columbia University, from what I can see. So very interesting background.
I find that very interesting that many, a high percentage of people that, that take this training are all, you know, knowledge junkies, highly educated, you know, degrees from one end to the other kind of people. I thought that was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What's the
it seems
of the
like
guy,
a, Ian
Mark?
Sorry, the guy?
The name of the book?
What is it? Awakening the Core Veil, or Awakening the Veil, or Lifting the Veil, something like that. I have to go look
it up
for you.
Well, then I'll tell you right now. It's Awakening Through the Veils.
Yeah.
It's specifically a book written by Rick, who is the person who actually was the founder of this.
Yeah, he's the current lineage holder, and you know, the refinder of the modality in this
Wyman. W-E-I-N-M-A-N. So what I find very interesting about this, Lisa, is that a lot of this, I was looking at the flow chart for the class, you know, the class you know, for the levels, and there's just so much, you know, kind of wording and everything like that. It's almost like I want to say that this vortex healing is really this Ascended Master Merlin's healing modality.
Yes. So in the center line there that you're looking at is the core courses.
Mm-hmm. Which is very interesting because, you know, it's just recently I've started to get into doing some channeling classes myself around the country. And, you know, what I've noticed with some of the people who have actually been channeling is that as I travel more and more, I'm seeing more people who are actually channeling Merlin. And, you know, no one, if you had asked, you know, a year ago about that, you know, people would say, well, you know, no one channels Merlin. So
right.
It's actually very interesting to see that there's almost like this healing modality. You know, it's kind of like if you look at magnified healing is a Quan Yin healing modality. You know, so you have these very specific healing modalities that are coming forward that are kind of branded by an ascended master. So it's really cool to see. And I think this is actually very interesting. I was looking at the history here, and they have years and years of stories of all the different people who have worked with this. But, you know, until you brought it up, it was actually the first time I had ever heard of this modality.
I know, that's what they say. It's the most most unheard of, you know, most, I don't know, what I can't remember what they say about it. It's the least known, best modality, something like that.
So it looks like the initial class is 5 days. Can you take us back to that experience in your 5 days? What do you think is the biggest takeaway you had from that 5 days?
So you get a 24/7 or 5 days straight download or transmission of this, divine energy. Nonstop. It's brutal. You clean out your stuff. So, you know, on day three, I was really angry. And on day four, I was crying. And there was heavy integration at the end, you know, where I just wanted to crawl in a hole and hide for 10 days afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Now, for the listeners who aren't familiar with that term, can you explain to us what is a download and, you know, what was that experience like for the week?
So it's a direct transmission from the divine through your physicality and all of your energy fields and all the realms that they sit in. And it's just, you know, constant juice running through you, if that makes sense. A lot of people are able to feel energy by the tingling in their palms. So it's kind of like that all over, all day long, 24/7. Mm-hmm. And when you come out on the other side, you know, you're able to do amazing things and be different. And it's very accelerated class. And then I've already been through magical structures, which was even more intense. And I go in January to take level 3, which is the karmic intensive. I'm dreading that one. And multi-frequency.
But I'll be happy to have it, because I want all my karma lines to be gone.
Yeah, it's interesting. I noticed that the only place that Rick actually is teaching is going to be at Omega in Rhinebeck, New York in 2014.
Right. So it's in 2015. Omega is only taught once every 2 years. And we don't know where it's going to be yet, but it'll probably be in Massachusetts. And it's the Omega class, not necessarily given at the Omega Institute. And that's level 5. And I will be ready for it when it comes available in 2015.
No, what I meant is I checked the schedule for the beginner's classes because I wanted to see where the beginner's classes were offered. And they're actually offered all over the world. And Rick actually teaches at Omega every year.
Oh, yes, 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 he does, the beginning class. Yes, it's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
And I took mine here at Richmond, and I'm taking all the rest of mine in New York City.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent. I'm sorry, I kind of cut you off, Pam.
No, you didn't cut me off. I've been listening in a very interested way. There's lots of good questions here. And I'm happy to hear the answers. It was interesting.
So I'd like to, if I may, Pam, I'd like to let all the listeners know that as part of today's happy birthday for our children, I'm giving away a 45-minute session to some lucky person. And all they have to do is email or go to my website and email info@sweetguidance.com and put in the subject line radio show, and the third person that pops up on my screen will get a free 45-minute session of any modality that I know how to do, or they can they can choose whatever they like. Most everything is listed on my website, so if everybody wants to go to their computers and send me an email, that would be great, and I'll tell you who the third person is as soon as they pop up.
And tell us what your email again.
It's info@sweetguidance.com.
All right. Well, that's really nice. I'm sure we'll have a lot of people that are going to be jumping in there and sending you an email.
Cool.
You know what I really wanted to talk about before we went to break? And I'd like to come back to it now, if possible.
Sure.
I found, I've been on the same path as you and many others over the past, I don't know how many years, since I was young. And we won't talk about how many years that is. But one thing I found is no matter what type of modality you're doing, love is really what you're talking about when you're talking about divine light or divine source. Our essence is really love. So when you're working with someone, when you're healing someone, or you're sending healing to someone, I won't say you're healing them, you're the facilitator, but how much of your intention is actually love?
All of it. So that's specifically how or where the divine energy comes through. So it goes straight through your heart, much like IET. It's also a heart-based. So it's all about love, dear. It's all about intention and love. It's all good stuff.
Okay. Well, that's a beautiful answer. So let's talk about, if I could, just another couple questions relating to the vortex healing, and then I'd like to go to another subject. There's the concept of the concept of the vortex healing. You talked about awakening,
mm-hmm.
and you said something about you experience yourself, and I didn't quite get the last part of that. You experience yourself as, do you remember what you said?
Sure, sure. It's about, so awakening, before your awakening, right, you're experiencing yourself as a separate being. You're in your little local bubble of whatever memories and experiences you've had. You're not awake. You're under the core veil, but really, you're boundless freedom. You're essence of life itself. You know, you are divine. So this modality helps you awaken back to that, to remove the veil, to remove the conditioning that keeps us separate. Because we're all one, as you know.
Nice. Okay. So it's almost like the vortex healing takes you from the consciousness of the individual I am to the race consciousness of I am humanity, or the being consciousness of I am form of all kinds, of everything that exists, I am. Is that what you're saying?
Not so much the I am philosophy, like with Saint Germain, but more there is no separateness. We're all one big, I don't know, thing, big, we're all one. There is no separateness. You know, everything,
right.
Everything is everything else. It's very hard to explain that concept. It's very hard to grapple that concept.
That's true. There's really no words.
Yeah, it's hard to describe. And every day I work towards it. I wonder what it'll be like living every day like that. That'll be interesting. I said it'll be very interesting to live, you know, a regular everyday life, you know, go to work, brush your teeth, with your core veil removed. I can't wait for you to interview me when that happens so we can see, you know, what the differences are from separateness and not separate anymore.
That's pretty phenomenal. Just the idea is phenomenal. Now, and I talking about that in the same sort of framework, there are moments of enlightenment I think that all of us that are on this path have. Even people that are not on the path, honestly, have moments of enlightenment where you're looking out over this beautiful stance, you're up on the top of a mountain, or you're looking over this beautiful lake, or you're somewhere in nature. For me, that's how it happens, but it could happen in other ways as well. And you have this moment of completeness, but it's more than a completeness. It's like suddenly your energy expands to all it is, and in 2 seconds, you're out there. Or in the fraction of a second, you're out there. But in 2 seconds, you know, you turn and you're with someone, for example, and your neuro processes, your neurolinguistic programming, if you will, your neurons that has set patterns and set conditionings bring you back down into your body. So you were there and then you're here. So enlightenment is a process. It is, it's moving toward this constant state of enlightenment.
Yeah.
Do you believe that, or do you think, based on your experience, that the vortex healing can help you achieve that in a more efficient, structured way with less like years of spending, you know, your time in the cave in the Himalayas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've studied a lot of modalities, and I've been on this earth a long, long time. And this is the most accelerated I've been. So, and, you know, and it's the times, too, you know, the whole world, the whole universe is accelerating. Everybody's spiritual awakening. You know, that's why we're having all these great radio shows and things to learn and crazy needs to learn. And you know, it's mainstream now, really. You know, when people on TV shows are written about it and, you know, regular mainstream people talk about energy healing all the time now. It's, you know, accepted in hospitals or at least Reiki, last time I heard, Reiki was accepted in hospitals. I'm just waiting for insurance to pay for it, right?
So tell me, Lisa, if someone wanted a vortex healing from you, how would they reach you?
So they could go to my website, and that is sweetguidance.com. And let's see, what is that page called? Let me go find the page. I think it's the second button. Let's see. Nope, that was that button.
It's the third button. I was just looking at it.
Yep, I never can remember second or third button. So the third button is where the services are, and they can send me an email, like give me a call, or they can, you know, fill out, choose whichever they want from the service, or we can talk first and decide to, you know, have a smorgasbord, whatever is necessary.
And how much does the session normally cost, a 45-minute session?
So usually about $100. Depends on what it is, you know, what it is they need. But just an average session is about $100.
Okay.
Very reasonable.
All right, good. And I'd like to ask briefly about integrative energy therapy. I know we don't have a lot of time left, but I thought you could give us a brief description of that as well.
So IET, integrated energy therapy, is a very profound healing modality that uses the angelic violet ray, which is, you know, another divine light that specifically works on emotional conditioning by removing it and filling that space, taking out the negative and filling the space with the positive. Let me get my little chart here real quick and I'll show
you.
Hey,
Lisa, can we redirect on that question? And I guess the question would be is, you know, now that you do the vortex healing, is there a reason why you would even use IET anymore? Has it become obsolete, or is it just you go to that tool versus one tool, and what would be the discernment?
So far, I have found that I use vortex for very I use a lot of structure. So one of the tools, not only do you have life, but you have structures, you have global healing grids, you have all kinds of other tools. There's just thousands and thousands of tools that you get with every download or transmission. And I find I use those every day on everything, everywhere I go. But I also continue to use IET because it's very good at dealing with, you know, guilt and shame and threats and things that, you know, clog up the chakra system. And it's very quick and easy to use. So I still use IET a lot. It's very useful for those particular emotional issues, which people are usually very well aware of and want to get rid of. So I'll use that, you know, as a tool to clear that out, but I'll use Vortex to support it with structures and integration and other things to support that. So I use them use them both interchangeably for all different kinds of things. Use them together.
That's excellent. All right. Well, it's been great having you on, and as always, love having you on the radio, Pam. And,
well, thank you.
Before,
it was a great show. I enjoyed talking to Lisa.
Yeah, and while you're at it, Pam, because Pam has a radio show network herself, and she's got a whole bunch of great shows. Can you give out your website so people can find out about the different shows?
Yes, PamelaLatourRadio.com. PamelaLatourRadio.com, PamelaLatourRadio.com, and we've got lots of shows coming. And we're sort of a sister station to Spiritual Connections. Mark and I started Spiritual Connections over a year ago, and this is kind of an offshoot of that, and we're both doing great. The great shows. Anyway, tune in and find out about it.
That's great. Yeah, so, and we'll try not to stereotype you as the shirtless party person.
You're funny.
It's funny because my friend Lynn Reinhardt out in Denver, who's a psychic, and she's doing a lot of work on the TV series Inner Dimensions. I had the timing off once and actually caught her on the way out of the tub, and she so far has been coined the naked psychic at this point. So, Lisa, go ahead and give out your website again for everybody.
I will. It's sweetguidance.com, and I will email the winner of our 45-minute session. So,
okay, and what email address do they send that to?
If they want to enter, it is info@sweetguidance.com for a free session.
Yeah, that's excellent. All right, well, thank you both for being on. It's been a great night, and I want to just tell everybody you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. You can check out our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Life is but a dream.